showbiz. Good old screw everyone you know biz.
Entertainment news with Peter Ford.
That's also showbiz.
Good morning, 40.
G'day, Gareth.
Samuel Johnson, he's spoken out for the first time since being run over.
Yeah, which is 6 weeks ago now, and we had two updates from his sister Hilda, and then nothing for over a month. Now, I know it's a medical issue, he may not want to share, but he's got this big following on the Love Your Sister Facebook page, which is why he was able to raise all that money by utilising that following. So he's very connected to that crowd, so I've been fascinated as to why he hasn't offered any updates, but last night he did, and it does sound like it was a very serious accident, although there's no details at all that he provides about how it happened or why it happened. You know, maybe there are police matters still to play out, but he is saying that he's on the mend and he is out of hospital, and he has a whole team of people who are helping him get better, including an occupational therapist, and he's got a neck brace on for the next several weeks. But he does say here, full recovery is within my grasp. I've got a lot more work ahead of me. So it does sound like it was a very serious accident, because as I say, it's over 6 weeks ago and he still is a long way from, you know, being done with the recovery.
40, where's Lee Sales?
I don't know. This is one of the great mysteries. It's a bit like whatever happened to Lord Lucan. because she's now been off air since late June, I think June 24 to be precise, and here we are into August. Nobody seems to have a date for when she is going to return. The only thing I think that Laura Tingle has said something to the effect of she will be back soon. Mm-hmm. That's nice and vague. I don't know is the honest answer. If it is a medical issue, maybe she doesn't want to share that or announce that. But if you don't provide something, it does give rise to all sorts of conspiracy theories, particularly somebody in that job. And you think, you know, any journalist at the moment would want to be in that driver's seat, you know, covering this extraordinary story and history that we're living through at the moment. But there's no word of when she will return. And people don't take, you know, 5 and 6 week breaks mid-year in the world of television. There has been some chatter around the corridors at the ABC that they want to take the 7:30 report to 6 nights a week and for her to share those duties with Stan Grant. Now, that's only a theory that's going around, and the story goes that she's not happy with that arrangement. So I guess it's a case of watch and wait and see, but I can't help but feel there is something we don't know when you have a significant host like that going missing in action with no real explanation provided in mid-year. It's very weird.
I don't understand the ABC's seeming obsession with shared hosting for everything. They want to share the host of Q&A, share the host of 7.
Yeah. Why not
just pick a host and stick with it? Speaking of Lord Lucan, this is no joke, 40. In January last year, John Flint, who's a journalist at The West, wrote a story with one of Lord Lucan's victims who claimed that Lord Lucan himself was living here in the Perth suburbs as a Buddhist in a share house.
Yes, I remember that. So it's a great yarn. But I'm sure it ended up being disproved.
Well, it's just disappeared without a trace, I think. But right. If Lord Lucan's listening this morning, please give us a call, 133-882. Matt Damon's under attack. Why?
Well, he's under attack because he's revealed, he's doing publicity rounds for his movie at the moment, and he's revealed that up until a few months ago, he would use a homophobic derogatory term for gay men, starting with F. Mm-hmm. We won't say it. Most people probably know what it is. Yeah, and so he says his daughter pulled him up on it and told him to stop using that word. Now, this is only a few months ago. He's a 50-year-old man. Mm. It's not possible that he would have known that that word is at best questionable.
Especially
for
Hollywood.
A lot of people. So I find that odd. Look, we've got to give people the right to change, and we've got to give people the right to learn to not do things. I don't say and things that I maybe would have said 15, 20 years ago, and I'm not particularly woke, but there are certain things you think, I don't need that, and if it's offensive, then why use it? But so I think we've got to give people some slack, even though it was a few months ago. But what I do find odd, even odder, is that he would think that's a cute story to trot out for the media as he's
probably
doing the publicity around.
So I think keep that one to yourself, don't you? And,
exactly.
And move on
maybe
with the change.
Show by example. You don't have to explain why you're not using the word anymore.
Hey, 40, question without notice, because there is significant interest in it in this part of the world. But the Luke Longley Australian Story episode on the ABC last night, only the ABC would broadcast a significant national scoop like that in the middle of the Olympic Games.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. What would just 1 week, just hold it off till next week and promote it better? Yeah, I agree totally.
All right. Good on you. Thanks very much, Forty. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Thanks, Gareth. Bye.
Send Gareth an email anytime. Breakfast at 6pr.com.au.